Welcome to the last episode of season 3 of my podcast, which was all about unlearning and learning. It was actually the first season that I had a theme, and it was a theme that I felt really called to talk about. And it had been through a series of different things that had been happening, things that I was seeing, things that I was getting involved in, and the recurring theme just kept being unlearning, relearning. What are some of the things that I need to be unlearning? What are some of the things we need to be unlearning and relearning? And I finally decided that, okay, let's make this next season around unlearning and learning. And the season on its own, just going through the process of doing it and completing it, there's been so many things that I can talk about around unlearnings and learnings and even rememberings. There's a lot of things that I had to be reminded of throughout the season. And I'd really encourage you to listen to the previous episode that I put up titled My Unlearning, Learning and Remembering, which was all around season 3 and a lot of the things that happened during the season that were not really planned, things that were not planned, and I felt frustrated about because I thought things have to go a certain way. Much like this last episode. This last episode was supposed to be me doing a review of a book that I was going to read. So I was going through this process, I was going through the season of unlearning and learning, and I came across a book that I thought, ooh, the title of the book looked super perfect to just close everything off for the season. And I thought, that's my last episode. That will be the last episode. And when I read the book, I started reading the book, I thought, okay, interesting. But overall, it's not at this point a book that I would say I'd recommend for people to read because it sounded like an upsell. Basically, it sounded like I'll give you a little bit of information. If there's a lot of things that you have not been working on, you will likely get things that might help you from the book. I won't take away certain aspects and elements of it because there's a lot of tips in there to doing different types of things, getting your mindset right. But at the end of the day, it overall just felt like an upsell. That, okay, you read the book, this is step number one, but your next step is to have a one-on-one conversation with me. And yeah, I don't know. So it's really one of those things. I would really like that whatever person, whatever product or service that I do speak about on the platform and I say, this is the specific product or the specific service that I'm mentioning that you go check out, is something I'm not having any reservations around. Like I don't have that thing in me that's like, I don't know, like something is just not quite sitting very well with me. And the reason why I mentioned the whole book thing is just to say how much the season just it took on its own life, really. It just took on its own life. And I go into the details of all of the things in the previous episode titled My Unlearning, Learning and Remembering about the season specifically. So if you're interested in hearing about that, please, please do go and listen to that episode. But what I ended up feeling like I should do for this season, the closing of the season, because there's a few changes. I don't want to say a lot. Like I keep saying, there's big changes that are coming to the podcast. It's not big, big changes. Yeah, it's big changes, but it's a few changes. Let's just put it like that. So I then decided that because I'm going to have a difference, like, and it's a huge difference really when you think about the way that I've been going about the podcast, that I make the last episode of season 3 a reflection. So season 3, the last episode of my season 3 really is a reflection on my entire podcasting journey so far. There might be things that I leave out because I don't know, maybe I've forgotten about them, but if I don't mention something, I think it's not something that really stood out, because I just made rough notes to help me remember certain things when I am speaking, but I just want to put everything out just from my heart about everything that's gone on with the podcast right up until now and the transition to the next phase that I feel the podcast is going in, or the next stage, or the next life cycle, maybe the next step in the life cycle. I don't know how to put it, but you get what I mean. I hope you get what I mean. So in reflection mode, let's go back to before I started a podcast. So I wanted to start a podcast. I was still living in South Africa, and I think a huge, huge reason why I wanted to start a podcast was because I've always wanted to be on radio. There was a part of me just growing up, I thought, oh, I could totally do the radio thing. But, you know, I went a different direction in life, especially in terms of what I studied. And even within my studies, I honestly had thought I'm picking something that would align me in that space, if not maybe directly being a radio personality, but I would be doing something that's around that space. And so when I went to university, I registered to study a degree in multimedia, Bachelor of Sciences in Multimedia. It was in the IT industry, in the IT department. I work in the IT industry right now. I think that's why I wanted to say IT industry. But it was a degree in the IT space, multimedia. And I thought, ooh, yeah, I think I'm really going to enjoy the type of things that we're going to get to create during the course of the study of this degree. And I remember going to the University of Pretoria. I thought to myself, I'm going to figure out how people get on Tux Radio, and I'm going to do the things, and I'm going to go audition or whatever it is that you need to do, submit something. Like, I don't know how I'm going to record it, but I'm going to do the things. And then I got to university, and honestly, fear just overtook everything that I thought I'm going to go for before I started going there. And I didn't pursue it. I did not even go as far as checking what the requirements were to end up being on Tux Radio. I just didn't go for it. And interesting enough, in my class, there was a girl, her name was Lulu, if I remember correctly. And I remember we were speaking to her. She missed a class and didn't do a homework assignment that we had received. So it was just that thing of, hey, why didn't you do this? It wasn't that hard, or, you know, what was the problem? And she says, oh, no, it's not because I found it challenging. I had a camp. I went on a camp with Tux Radio. It's like, ah, there was a camp with Tux Radio. Okay, so you're part of, like, the team. She's like, yeah, I don't know if it was the auditioning process, but she basically was saying, you know, she came to Varsity and she wanted to end up on Tux Radio. And I remember looking at her thinking, man, this girl, like, she's living out what I wanted to do, but I felt so scared. And at the time, I think I said it to her that, oh, coming to Tux, I wanted to try getting on Tux Radio. And she's like, but why don't you try? Like, just try. But I didn't. I was just like, yeah, I'll do it. But then I didn't. And over the years, so my studies, in any case, ended up changing. I ended up changing my studies because the degree ended up being so coding heavy. It was so coding heavy, and it was definitely not what I had signed up for. And I had to get to a point where I'm like, okay, Boosie, this coding thing is giving you a problem. There's no way that you're going to go through every single course that has programming in it, and you first have to fail it, and then you're going to pass it the next time around, and that's how you're going to finish your university studies. Like, it's just not going to work. And the first module, the introductory module that I first failed, and then I attempted again and I passed it, I just thought, okay, maybe I just need to try harder and I need to do the things. And I did the things and then I passed. I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then with the next level module, I really went all in from the get-go. I thought, okay, I'm not going to leave anything behind. I'm going to go all in, give this my best shot. And my best shot led to a fail. It led to a fail, and I was just like, no, there's no way. Like, literally, if I would have to come back and do this course again, I have no idea what I'm going to do differently, because I just don't know. I have tried and it's just not it. I wasn't even enjoying it. That's another part, I think, that made it more difficult for me. I was not enjoying it. And all of this happens. And after my first year, I had those modules that I failed around programming mainly, but I still get into the top 15% of academic achievers in my studies. Oh, so now I'm like, being the person that I am, I could not accept that. I could not accept that feeling of, hey, you know, this didn't work out very well. This small part of this entire picture didn't work out well. But overall, you did pretty good. If you're getting into the top 15%, you did something pretty great, you know. And fast forward, similar thing happens. Oh, so the next year, I don't even know why I'm going back so quickly. So I was going back like to this level. We'll see if I end up like cutting out certain parts of this, because I wanted to be a reflection of my podcasting journey. But there's that part where I'm like, okay, I feel like I need to go back just for the story to make a bit of sense. Just the overall story, not just started from, I started a podcast and this is how season one went. So second year I study, and that year, my second year, I make it into the top 15% of academic achievers again. And in this year, I was able to better accept it, because I felt like, yeah, you know, I did the things, and I didn't, there wasn't a module that I felt like, okay, yes, maybe I failed this, or I did that and that didn't work out. So in my first year, the first semester, I had those modules that I failed. So I attempted them the next semester, passed. And then when I tried doing the next level, first semester didn't work out with the programming stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, there's just no way I'm doing this. And that's when I decided I'm going to switch. I'm going to switch my what I'm studying. And that's when I was able to accept that top 15% achievement, when I got that letter again. But I'm like, oh, okay, no, I'm already part of Golden Key. So because I'm already a part of it, I don't have to go through the process, and they do a whole ceremony around it. But I was only able to accept that at that part. And I think looking back at all of those things, there's so many things that I still need to unlearn, so many things that I feel have been wired into my head and my brain, in the way that I think, in the way that I do things, and in the way that I seek so much perfection in everything that I attempt to do. And I think just looking back at my high school years, it goes back to, you know, if I would have a test, for example, there was a subject that I did in high school called technical drawing, and I was really good at it. And there was a time where I got 98% for a test. Super excited about it. I was one of two students in the class. The teacher said, okay, you go to the deputy principal's office, and he got to put this nice stamp on the thing. He puts his signature on there and a nice big star, and it just felt like, yeah, you know. And there would be those comments like, oh, you're a girl, but you're so good in technical drawing. You know, they don't usually see female students doing so well for whatever reason. I'm just like, okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy about the achievement, and I did pretty well. My mom has always just been somebody who has tried to really push me to do really good at school, because she just emphasized the importance of studying. She emphasized the importance of having an education, especially as a girl child, so you can stand on your own two feet. And there was always that perception, or expectation rather, from her that you have to get 100%. If you're not getting 100% on a test, like, what are you doing? Why didn't you get the other 2%? Where did the other 2% go? You need to study harder so that you can get 100%, you know. So I think that really taught me to not be able to celebrate good things, like the good things that I do. I'm always like, oh yeah, I guess that's great, it's good, but there's this little part that is not there, it's not complete. And so sharing about that in this reflection piece, I think, ties into so many things that I've put aside, so many things that I've waited for the most perfect situation, most perfect circumstance when it comes to my podcast. And there has been major unlearning on that front. And I'm just really, really thankful that I'm able to realize that about myself now. And it's something that I can actively work on. And it's something that I realize when it's happening and I'm able to better pivot and not try and beat myself up because the perfection is not there. That 100% is not there. And so my podcasting journey was largely started by the fact that I wanted to be on radio. I wanted to be on radio, and I was now in the corporate space working in the IT industry. And I thought, okay, I'm not in the space where I'm in radio or in the radio space or entertainment industry for that matter. But podcasting is there. It's a platform that I can use. It's a platform that it's not radio. It's different. I mean, you get to cut stuff. You get to cut and paste and put things together, you know, so they don't sound as though there were super long pauses between ideas. And I think the more and more that I do my podcasts and episodes, that has gotten a lot better. But I had to build up that confidence in myself and knowing that, yes, I can do this. I enjoy doing this. And I can definitely speak to the mic and I can share whatever it is that I have to share and not have to have it so rigid the way that I was doing it initially. So season one, I start my podcast and I chose to focus it around self-care because it was already things I was talking about on my social media. I was posting videos every now and then just randomly around topics that had to do with taking care of yourself as a person. And it just made sense for that to be the topic that I choose to make my podcast around. So season one, I decide, okay, I'm going to start this podcast. And I was not confident enough to plan out a lot of solo episodes in my season one. I do have some solo episodes in there. I definitely have solo episodes, but I'm telling you, it had to take a lot out of me to sit down, record a solo episode and actually say, yes, I'm posting this. Like, my husband, he was such a great support in terms of me just getting that confidence to say, yes, I recorded this. I think I sound terrible. Like, oh my gosh. A lot of times I wouldn't even be able to listen to myself. It just felt so uncomfortable that I would listen to episodes with him and he says, this is great. Like, just put it out there. You know, it's good. Like, why are you beating yourself up like this? So he was a really, really great support in my season one. And the other major part of things that he would point out from my season one, where I now listen to it and I'm like, oh, Busi, what were you thinking? Like, oh my gosh. So I went into the whole podcasting thing, I guess, having this idea that a podcaster sounds this way. And if you're going to be speaking on a podcast, you have to sound a certain way. And I remember I've now re-recorded my intro because I saw that a lot of people, they listen to the introduction of my podcast. But I do think maybe some of them just fell off from that intro because, oh my gosh, it sounded, I'll share a clip, actually. I don't even know. Maybe I can find it and add that little intro on how I would speak. But it sounded so weird. And my husband would always look at me and say, why are you speaking like that? And I'd ask him, what do you mean? I'm speaking normal. Like, this is how podcasters speak. And it's like, but you don't speak like this on a day-to-day basis. And I didn't get it. I would listen to it and I'm like, I think this sounds perfect. Like, this is how podcasts sound. You know, this is how a podcaster sounds. I had this greeting that I'd do, but for some reason, the way that I would say the words, it would just change everything. Like, hello and welcome to Self-Care with Busi. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, when I listen to it now, the intros on season one of my podcast are literally, it's me with that voice. And I have such amazing conversations with people. And when I'm speaking to people, I'm speaking in my normal boosy voice, like the way that I'm speaking right now. But my intro and my outro have that, hello and welcome to Self-Care with Boosie, because that's how I felt like I should show up. That's what I needed at the time. That's how I needed to show up, to be able to show up, or else it didn't feel like I was doing it right, because I was just trying to sound the way that I thought other podcasters sound. And that's how I'm going to be able, I guess, to be accepted into the whole podcasting space if I sound a certain way. And I know that you can swap out like episodes. If I take the part where I'm speaking to somebody and then I edit out the intro and the outro to change those to what I want it to sound like now, I can totally do that. But there's honestly a very big part of me that wants to leave it the way it is. And I am going to leave it the way that it is, because I just want my podcast to be that story of starting where you are. You know, so you start where you are, you start with what you have, you start with what you know, you start with what you feel comfortable with, and you grow and you get to figure out, or not really figure out, but just get comfortable with your own voice, that getting comfortable in your own skin. So I wanted to be that kind of a story. I really hope, you know, that nobody's just like, why is this girl speaking so funny? You know, because I feel like when I listen to podcasts, like different podcasts, like there's those voices where I'm just like, this person doesn't speak like this. And sure enough, if they're talking to somebody, having a conversation with somebody, the voice changes. And it's like, okay, the intro, yeah, okay, what's going on there? But that was my season one. And it was a season where I was not confident just getting on the mic and speaking by myself. I wanted to have conversations with other people, because I knew I can talk to people. We can have a conversation. I ask you questions around whatever it is that we're talking about, and we get to share those stories with people. And I had so many people let me down. Like, people I'd reached out to and say, hey, I think you're doing an amazing thing with this. Can we have a conversation about it? I'm starting a podcast. This is the angle that I'd like to take. And at the time, I was just having, season one was mainly me having conversations with people, just asking them questions around how they are taking care of themselves and whatever it was that they were doing. And it's so crazy how the majority, I mean, I have people that are very closest to me, including my husband and friends, and some of my friends who agreed, and they actually showed up. They agree, and well, my husband kind of doesn't have a choice. He lives with me. So him not showing up would mean like he's literally not coming back home, you know, which, yeah, I don't know where he'd be sleeping or whatever, but yeah, he kind of didn't have a choice but to show up because he's already here. But there's people I'd have a conversation with and they say, yes, sure, you know, I'm there. And we set a date. And some people, it's like 5 minutes before you have to have the call. Hey, sorry, I can't make it. You reschedule. And then maybe 30 minutes before, hey, sorry, I can't make it. I had to go to this place, or I'm doing this and I just got tied up. But, you know, it just was not a priority. It wasn't a priority to them. Like, I'm taking this seriously. I thought that other people... If you agree to do something, for example, don't agree to do something that you don't want to do. That's number one. And I don't know if it was a thing of people, maybe I don't want to hurt her feelings or whatever, but I'm really not interested. I don't know what it was, but I had so many people who just didn't show up. People would send apologies like super last minute. So it's either I've woken up very early, or I've gone to bed very late, and they just decide that, okay, no, I'm going to tell her 5 minutes. I've got other things that I need to be doing or that I'm currently doing. And even when you reschedule, it just doesn't happen. So I really got forced, like throughout that whole process, I was forced to sit behind the mic and speak and do solo episodes. And that was hard. That was very hard, but I had to get to a point where I got comfortable with that. And that part of the journey, my podcasting journey, it led to me having a very, it had to me having a pause. I remember with my season one, it was so difficult just to finish it off because, oh, I felt like I need people to speak to. I need people to speak to. And the more I don't get somebody to speak to, the more it was just like, oh, I really want to finish this. And but man, it was hard. It was hard. I had to get out of my own head. I had to trust my own voice and I had to just put things out there even when I felt like, I don't know, I want that extra. I want that extra. I want it to be like perfect, perfect, 155% perfect because that's how I was wired. That's how I think I'm still wired, but I'm learning. I'm trying. I'm doing the things just to not be so hard on myself, to be a little bit kinder to myself. I am learning. And so during my season one, I met amazing, amazing ladies who are my friends to this day at a podcasting conference that I went to in Atlanta. And they have been such a pivotal part of my journey with podcasting in so many levels, in so many ways that they probably might not even know, because sometimes, you know, we meet and we're not necessarily discussing podcasting and, you know, what we're doing with our podcast. It's not about podcasts all the time. We're just talking about life and all the other things that are happening around us with work. But it's given me so much, so much fulfillment in my life just to have them in my life. And it's also helped me find my own voice in my podcasting journey, which is so amazing. It's so amazing. So I'm really, really grateful to have them as well in my life. And during season one, God really sent me people that helped me along the way to finish the season off and even feel confident enough to say, yes, let's do this again. Season two. And I remember going into season two, I thought to myself, if I get to have conversations with people, awesome, great, I'm all for it. I love talking to people and we're going to do that. But it wasn't the basis of the entire season, the way I had thought about my season one. I thought this season, I'm doing things solo. If conversations that come with other people come, they come, we're going to have them and I'm going to share them. But I'm just going out and I'm doing the things solo. And I think that was what my season two was about. Just finding my own voice a bit more, getting a lot more confident in my own voice and what I have to say, and in even speaking it in the way that I want to put it out there. And I think that's also the season where I started listening to my own voice and I was able to accept compliments that people would give about my voice specifically, because there'd be people who'd say, I love listening to you speak, I love listening to your podcast, and I love your voice. And I'd be like, why are you lying? I can't listen to my own voice, so how could you possibly enjoy or like listening to my voice? And that was when I realized that until you can accept something about yourself, a good thing that you have going for you, like maybe people telling you you're beautiful, for an example, until you can accept that for yourself and you actually believe it for yourself, it's going to be very difficult for you to hear it and actually take that truth from somebody else about you. You'll just look at them and say thank you, you know, because you're trying to be kind, but you don't really believe it and you think they're just saying it for the sake of saying it and they don't really, really mean it. So that was a process for me. It took a while before I could say, I can actually really listen to my own voice. I can listen to my own voice and I actually do like it as well. And it's not a bad thing. And it was the most uncomfortable thing for the longest of time. But that's what season two did for me. That's what season two did for me. There were a lot of conversations that were had on there, a lot of things that were shared, but there was a lot of growth that took place within me through that season. And then it was season three. Season three, which I've heavily reflected on in the previous episode, that is titled My Unlearning, Learning and Learning, where it's still, you know, that recurring theme with me and my life and how I want things to be perfect and I want things to be a certain way, or else I'm just like, oh, it felt very uncomfortable to put things out when I'm like, I want it different, I wanted more, I wanted this, I wanted that. And I've had to learn to just sit in that uncomfortable feeling. Sit in that uncomfortable feeling and just ask myself questions around something that I'm feeling. Okay, why do I feel this way about this? Where does this insecurity come from? Why have I placed this type of limit on myself? Where does this come from? It's not a very comfortable place to be in, but it's so necessary. It is so necessary. I'm telling you, there's parts or times during my season three where I just thought, man, I think it's going good. But like, there's that part of me that's just like, why? Like, just stop, dude. Like, what are you even doing? Just stop. But I'd sit in that uncomfortableness. I would sit in it and I feel whatever it is that's coming up, and I'll question myself, why do I feel this about myself? Why do I feel this about this particular thing? What in me is making me believe this, or what has caused this belief in my life? And that's gotten me to go back to childhood memories to say, oh, okay, this happened. I remember this happening, and this is what it made me feel at the time, and it helped shape this belief or this thought in my life. And that's what I've carried through in my life throughout the years, and it impacts the things that I do. It impacts the way that I show up, and it impacts so many things. So yeah, I think that is the reflection on my podcasting journey. I've just been learning so much about myself, and it's been such a beautiful and tough journey at the same time, but I'm loving it, and it's going to continue. And the aim and my hope is that with every single episode that I put out, there is somebody who gets something out of it that helps them uncover certain things about their own lives, their own beliefs, their own thoughts. And it helps you feel as though, you know, you're not alone. We all have things that we need to be working through. There's a lot of things that have happened in your life, in our lives, and it's our responsibility at the end of the day, if we want to shape the kind of person, that version, best version of yourself that you have, that thought that you have of what the best version of yourself looks like, there's certain uncomfortable things that you will have to go through along the journey of becoming that person or that version. And with that, I have an announcement with the podcast that I've been mentioning. Nothing major, but it's major at the same time. The podcast is moving away from a seasons-based type of podcast. And when I really reflected on the way that my podcast is, I started doing seasons because I saw everybody else doing seasons and I needed to start where I was. So it's okay. But right now, the move and the shift feels more like I need to move away from a seasonal type of podcast. So the season is not going to be a seasonal type of podcast. It's just going to be an ongoing one. Episodes are still going to be coming out every single week. And I say it's still going to be coming out every single week as though I started that way. When I started out, I was literally putting out episodes bi-weekly. So only twice a month. And it was still so tough. It was still so tough because you think you have all of this time. I mean, recording something that's like 20 minutes. It doesn't even have to be 20 minutes for it to go up. You know, it can be much shorter. But it was still tough. But I needed to start there. So I started with bi-weekly and then I switched to weekly, and the seasons, I guess, gave me what I felt like I needed, which was those breaks just to be like, whew, okay, we got through that. What's next? What are we doing next? How are we planning out the next thing? Now the move is away from seasonal podcasts. So stay tuned for what's to come. But that's the major thing, is that we're moving away from a seasonal podcast that's going to be on maybe for like 3 months and then off for 2-3 months again or longer, who knows. But it's going to be an ongoing podcast. So you can imagine why this feels, it's exciting, but it's also a bit scary because now I'm like, where or what am I going to be putting out, you know, each and every week, but I'm going to be providing things that I feel will bring you the most value. Definitely not going to post things just for the sake of posting, but it will be more, you know, something that I feel is really going to bring you some type of value in life. And if there is an episode that you listen to on the podcast, whatever season it is, please do share it with someone that pops into your head. So this goes back to the episode I recorded around listening to your intuition. So if you listen to something, it doesn't have to even be my podcast, whatever it is. And when you're listening to it or you're watching it, whatever it is, or you see a post and somebody pops into your head, share it with them. Share it with them in a way that is helpful for them. So something that's going to help them grow, something that you really feel is going to add value to their lives, right? I'm not saying, like, you know, find the shadiest of posts that you can find or whatever, and it's somebody that you want to be spiteful towards and you're sending that type of stuff. No, those are not the vibes that we're sending out into the world. So share things that you feel are going to bring value to someone. And if that person pops into your head when you're watching or you're listening to something, I think that's a really good time to just say, hey, I saw this and I thought of you. And you send it out there with love and hope that there is something that they're going to get out of it. Because at the end of the day, how they take that message and internalize it, that's not up to you. It's totally not up to you. But that is it from me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for going on this journey with me. And I know it's going to lead us to more and more beautiful, beautiful places. So thank you for tuning in.